Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pete's South Philly. 1 hour from the Brandon Graham Show. Coming up at 6, right here at Chickies and Pete's, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Jordan Mailata, will join us for the Players Lounge. You can listen on the radio, watch on YouTube, or join us right here at Chickies and Pete's. It's time for the Monday Top 5 at 5.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Listen, sometimes on the game balls, I have to show my ball knowledge. Listen.
It's easy over there, man.
Listen. You have a lot of ball knowledge?
A lot of ball. Like any, I'm not giving game balls to AJ and Devontae.
What?
They did a great job yesterday. I just got other people we need to point out, okay?
Okay. Let me hear this.
Starting at number 5, I'm giving a game ball to Kenny G.
Yeah.
Kenny Gainwell deserves a game ball. He was great yesterday. Hopefully the Eagles stop running Saquon into the ground. And they can start using Kenny G a little bit more. A little bit more as they head down the stretch. Give up this little run.
Nope, yep. Nope,
Ike.
Nope.
All right. Either way, he had a big third down conversion in like the third quarter that kept that drive going.
Yeah.
Kenny G hit him with a spin move. Didn't know he had that in his bag.
Man.
But Kenny G, I think, deserves a game ball after yesterday.
Well, so I think that Saquon's going to have to average over 140.
I thought it was 120 still.
No, it can't still be 120 when he only got 60 yards.
All right.
Yeah, get a buck 50 next week against Washington.
Yeah, they have 3 games left.
We can do it.
Oh, it's a tough putt.
I'm sure it is.
Don't you want to get Kenny G a few more touches?
Come on. Smooth Kenny?
Yeah.
Playoff Kenny?
2,000 is the first goal, and then we want Eric Dickerson.
I'll give you the 2,000 goal. We got to let the Eric Dickerson one go.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not yet.
The fourth game ball.
Not yet.
Fourth game ball. Given to a guy who I've been impressed with his entire season, frankly, because I thought he was not going to be here for long. And that's Nolan Smith. He had a sack yesterday.
He was all over the game yesterday.
He's developing into a good player. I mean, Sweat had a sack yesterday, but is Nolan Smith now his team's best edge rusher?
No, that's still Josh Sweat. But Nolan Smith has given us a presence, especially in that department, since BG has left. Nolan Smith, along with who's he out there rotating with?
Well, it's
because Bryce Huff is out.
It's Jalix.
Oh, Jalix.
Nolan. Yeah.
Well, they don't seem to be struggling in the run game department. So it hasn't hurt them not having BG out there in the running game.
I was glad that was not an issue yesterday. I was worried about that after the Carolina game, after what Chuba Hubbard did.
Yeah, it's Chuba.
Whatever.
But yeah.
Chuba.
Yeah, Nolan Smith. How about that? I didn't know what the kid had any, man, but since that bye week, what does he have, like 5 sacks?
I think he's up to 5.5 on
the year. Yeah, I got to give him his credit. He is showing up, and they need him.
I did not see it coming with Nolan Smith, really.
Nope.
And when I brought it up before, but when he played the entire final preseason game, I was like, oh, this guy, they know he doesn't have it, and he looks small out there.
Well, they got it out of him.
Yeah.
Like, they worked with him, and he's worked his butt off. I'm always a little skeptical when you don't wear gloves. That can go one or two ways. It means you're a great player. Reggie White didn't wear gloves. He was Reggie White. Or it means you don't really know, like, the dress code in your whole uniform is off. I'm not sure with Nolan yet. Kind of looks like a linebacker, but he plays DN. Doesn't wear gloves, but he gets to the quarterback. Got to respect that.
I didn't know there was a whole why is he not wearing gloves thing.
It's a me thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't normally see D linemen without gloves on.
Wonder what that is. Wonder why.
Well, in baseball, it's a hard-o move. Sometimes, you know, when you're hitting, you don't wear gloves.
Yeah, Bryce does that every once in a while.
Every once in a while when he has to change up his mojo a little bit.
I got to be honest with you. I got soft hands.
I've always said that.
I mean, if you're out there playing with no gloves on, yeah, you got some real man hands out there.
So you're saying Nolan Smith has tougher hands than you do.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had soft hands.
Never worked a hard day in his life, I agree.
Well, I'm just saying.
I've never seen that around the green.
Oh, that's true. That's when I need to have soft hands. You're right.
It's in the wrist.
The chip
it's
shot in there, man. It's in the wrist. You're right.
The third game ball, I'm giving to Jalen. All right. He was good yesterday.
Reluctantly.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. He was good.
He was great yesterday.
Yeah. He was the best. That and the Bengals game were the two times this year where it was like, wow, there he is. There's 22 Jalen. Like yesterday was 22 Jalen.
He needed a game ball just for his outfit.
Again, listen, this is also me speaking, so I could be way off here. I just wasn't a fan of the hat.
Oh, you're the backward Kango?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know style.
No, I know.
Yeah, you don't know style. Is that a
90s thing?
Yeah, that's the
He looks like Samuel L. Jackson in Juice.
That's what I was thinking of. That's the Samuel look, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the backward Kango.
Yep.
Well, they're playing a lot of throwback stuff. They got Jalen with throwback here. They played Michael Jackson after wins.
Let me tell you, between him and AJ. AJ with that 1K chain he had on a couple weeks ago against Baltimore when he came in with the whole mask on and everything else. That was a hell of an outfit, too.
Yeah, Hurts had a huge chain on.
Who has the biggest chain on this damn team? I mean, Jalen's pockets are the fattest. That's for damn sure. That chain had to be – that was at least a house.
Well, it was all diamonds, and it was breed of one, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it looked like a damn license plate around his neck.
It's like Flavor Flav up there.
That's what they call it. That's drip right there. Oh, that ice. Whew, Lord.
Can't relate.
Man, cannot relate.
The second game ball I'm giving.
I didn't bring my little chain out.
Is that what they call it these days?
What, my little chain? I'm just saying, my little chain, man.
Nah.
Can't be around pro athletes, man.
Chain not big enough?
Yep.
You too. I tried to ignore him.
I know. The second game ball, give it to a guy that I feel pretty confident that I'm ready to give in. Like, I'm over it.
Oh.
Because
I know what it is.
That's coach right there.
Coach.
That's coach.
Great Nick Sirianni.
Oh, there it is.
It's a great Sirianni week. Listen, I said it was a must win on Wednesday. I genuinely felt that way. I thought this thing was teetering, and they responded in a beyond positive way. He said this could be a positive all week. It came out, ended up being a positive. And yep. Nick navigated this week in a very, very, very good and strong way. And I like what he did with Jalen Carter. I think that stuff's important. I think that's how you maintain respect in a locker room. And I like tough coaching. And I thought Nick was great. I thought he was great all week. A huge week for Nick Sirianni.
Couldn't have said it better.
I think he learned lessons about last year. He learned lessons about how to deal with his players. Even through the year, I think he's evolved.
Yep.
And not just leading the team out of two potential disasters,
yes.
By the way. The I guess, self-created Browns week and then this week, and then winning both of those games and keeping the team from falling apart. You know, the players deserve credit, but ultimately those are the things that Nick has to get credit for. So,
listen, we give Tomlin credit for doing it with his teams. We give Harbaugh credit for doing it with his teams. So when you're this CEO type of head coach, this is what you have to be your best at doing.
Even,
by the way, I also predicted he would do great at that too last
you
week.
Did.
Did you see that?
You did. Okay. I remember.
And in the offseason.
Well, even getting – I don't know who arranged it. Making sure the Hurts, AJ, the handshake happens in front of everyone. Like, that is a – I don't know. Who's even,
sure.
You know, you tell a professional athlete, I need you to show everybody that everything's good here. I don't know.
Honestly, I wonder if that was player-driven. I here's what I believe with those guys.
Yep.
They weren't necessarily feeling each other, primarily because AJ felt there were opportunities there where he could have contributed, and Jalen maybe didn't seem or get the ball to him. So that's gone on for maybe a week or two, possibly three. and it came to a head. But you got two guys that got respect for one another, and because there's a friendship there, you can move past moments. You can get past moments because there's enough goodwill in the bank with the relationship. That's one thing I always say about T.O. and Don. They weren't teammates long enough.
They had no relationship.
Yes, so the friendship part of it wasn't there for them to overcome the other stuff. And that's what Jalen and AJ can do because they do have a prior relationship to before AJ got here. And so when stuff happens, it makes it easier to move past it because both parties are willing to sort of talk.
Wasn't enough sweat equity.
Yes. You mean with T.O. and Donovan. Yeah. Right. There was not enough sweat equity.
Never enough.
Yeah.
But the number one game ball, and many people will disagree with it, but I think it's obvious after yesterday. The number one game ball goes to WIP and Brandon Graham.
Yes.
For saving the Eagles season.
Once again.
There we go.
We would never insert ourselves into it, but when everyone's blaming us yesterday and they go out and do what they did.
You know what?
Even flying banners over the stadium.
Yeah.
I can't understand why people are complaining about a win. You should be thanking us. don't we get yelled at when we're mad after a win?
Yep.
So
where did Brandon Graham say it?
Right here on WIP.
Yes.
On these airways.
Keeping them accountable.
Accountable.
That's what we do.
That's what we do, baby.
So I want the praise to be as loud as the disrespect.
I like that saying.
Towards WIP.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Actually, before we get back to the phone, speaking about Coach Sirianni, here is Coach's post-game speech.
We talk about tough detail together, right? That's a team. That's a team, all right? How long was it, Bob?
10:30.
10 minutes and 30 seconds on a 4-minute by law.
Yes,
hey, you want us to run it? We can run it.
Yeah.
You want us to pass it? How about that pass?
Yeah!
Defense, stopping them on short fields was incredible. You guys played your ass off as a group, together. Awesome job, defense. Remember, right? That was a tough win against a tough team. Hungry, humble. All right, it's more than just this. It's more than getting this win. We just want to keep getting better. Hungry and humble. We got a lot to be thankful for.
We're working.
We're getting to work on Monday.
There we go.
Yep.
You want us to pass it? We can pass it.
Might as well just added us. I mean, it was.
Yeah. You're welcome, Nick.
It felt like a direct shot.
You're welcome.
Well, here's the thing that I'll say about that. The reaction from the players.
Yeah.
Seemed like they wanted him to pass it, too.
Yes. Like, yeah, we can. We can, Coach. A little bit of commotion here at Chickie's as there is a Steelers fan among us.
Man.
I urge you not to boo. She's dealing with more than we are today. So we're sorry. Yeah.
Well,
brave. Your brave soul coming in here with that Steelers gear on.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick. You're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Yo.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, statement win against probably the best defense that they have faced all year. I honestly was like, ooh, this is going to be a tough one. They showed up and showed out, baby. Now, before I go off the rails, I need something to calm me down. Can you please hit me with some of that Ike juice, please?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Ike juice, Ike juice.
All right, that didn't work. Get my neck roll, baby!
Hit all of them. Hit them all.
It's nice.
Take them to Pound Town!
Woo! It is nice to finally have a quarterback that is built for Philadelphia. You know what? Hurts heard all that. All that hate last week, and all you haters, you can shut up now. You can shut your mouth. And he came out yesterday and said, what's up? What? He should have came out for the post game in a gladiator helmet, dressed like Maximus Meridius. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? My favorite play yesterday was, what was it, the last drive when he was under pressure. Saquon was out there at the left, and he just casually flipped it right over to him. I love it when he just sort of, makes stuff up and rolls with it. I'm disappointed Saquon didn't get his 120 yesterday. It's probably going to mess up my MVP of the year voting. Bob Hostis or whatever had me putting that in.
Josh Allen is messing that up.
Yeah. Josh Allen's doing a pretty good job of it not mattering what Saquon does.
It doesn't matter because we got the win and we came out, to my knowledge, we came out relatively healthy. The thing that really pissed me off was Slay getting, once again, getting blocked, like, outside the end zone. Shouldn't that be some sort of, like, personal foul penalty? How can you block a guy into the stands? And during that scrum, another thing that I love to see is one of the first guys that I saw come out of nowhere was Defensive Rookie of the Year, Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
He doesn't – I love seeing that. Like, this kid, he's a rookie, and he don't act like it. He don't feel like it. He don't look like it. I love the draft that they went through. And hey, I just want to clarify one thing.
Good.
The big Rhino Carter, he eventually it's going to get to him. And yes, he is a professional. But eventually it is going to get to him. All this hands in the face and all of the holding. Like, how can they continue to not call this on this fool? He is. Now, let me clarify one thing. The last time I was on, I made a comment about a color of a rhino. Rhino that I pointed out is, out of all the rhinos, yeah, they got the Sumatran rhino, white rhino, black rhino, yada, yada. The black rhino is the most aggressive.
You're doubling down on this,
rhino,
huh?
That there is. The all black right. rhino is the most baddest. The baddest rhino, and that's exactly what Jalen Carter is. I can't wait for next week to continue it rolling. Going down to Washington, we're going to spank them again. And then what is it? What, we got Dallas next? Is that it? And then we finish at the Giants?
Giants, yep.
Yeah. There is, I will be surprised if they don't get this one seed with all of the injuries that Detroit has gone through. And it's a bummer, man, because I hate to see what that dude on Montgomery get injured because he was having a heck of a year,
all
man.
Class, Colin, and, all class.
Yeah, look at this
him
guy.
And Gibbs remind me Buckholder and who was the other dude? The Thunder and Lightning.
Deuce Staley.
Westbrook.
The three had a monster
Westbrook,
in 03.
Wasn't there another guy?
Deuce.
Correll Buckhalter.
said Buckhalter first.
Never a doubt.
I don't like watching very many other sports teams.
Correll Buckhalter invited my wife to Atlantic City once.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She said she didn't go, but I've been to this day.
Oh, you mean invited her like invited her?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Like, come on, man.
Wow.
Did you really let that slide? You didn't say something to him?
Well, it was before we were dating, or it was no, it was right in the beginning. He's on the Eagles.
Gotta,
what am I going to do?
That off, then, man.
Yeah.
Other NFL players are trying to get at, bro.
Yeah, you know. All right.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Look what she settled on.
Man.
Yep. Hey, she didn't settle. Thank you for the call, Kyle.
She settled.
She did not settle. Get out of here.
Yeah, Spike's not going to the joint.
Now, look.
No, for
yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I am a catch.
Right.
Yeah. I want to make sure everyone knows that.
Well, yeah, but every relationship has a reacher and a settler. Like, Jill settled. I reached. You know what I mean?
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that's a situation with
me. A reacher and a settler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So.
Are you going to bring that one home?
I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm going to use that one, yeah.
That'll go well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just say it right to her. Say, hey, look.
Oh, listen, I reached.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you have to say.
You're
the one that reached.
Yeah, I reached.
Even if you don't really believe it.
Believe me, she didn't settle for me, though.
Yeah, see?
But I reached. I touched.
Oh, keep going.
See?
215.
It was very sad to see Steelers fans crying that there was not a personal foul against Darius Slay for swinging on.
Yeah. The man blocked the man 10 yards out of bounds, and y'all want a penalty. Y'all want a flag.
I saw.
For Slay. And by the way.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a right
It was.
Man, he threw that thing. He threw it with some intentions.
So we have a Pittsburgh radio station, and the guy that's on the same time as us, Andrew Filipponi, showing video of where the Eagle should have been penalized, even though that was completely out of bounds.
Yes.
For that guy to block slay.
What's his name? Washington?
Washington. Yeah.
Big 300-pound tight end.
Yeah. What is it, the 90s?
Pushing also, him 15 yards out of bounds. Come on, man.
When did Cordarrelle Patterson start looking like a fullback? I mean, he
is a monster.
He's gotten thicker.
He's certainly gotten thicker. He's gotten so thick, man.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about how thick he is?
Well, listen, he's gotten bigger, man. That's all I'm saying. A lot of the
we're not going to go down Yoshi's road. Yeah. We're looking at the
Well, it's
the
Donovan's
glutes.
Fault. It's Donovan brought up Booty Simon.
He did.
Booty Simon.
Booty Simon.
It was also sad seeing when the game started, there was some terrible towels waving.
Yes, a few of them.
I heard some of them, too.
Listen, I will say, that was a fair amount. It's not. They didn't take over the stadium, but you don't usually get that many away teams fans in there, but Pittsburgh somehow got in there yesterday.
Well, there
probably a couple thousand.
It's not quite as much as it used to be, but there was a time around here where there were a lot of Cowboys fans, but there were also a lot of Steelers fans. And I think it's because the 70s, 80s, they were on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a parent who was a Steelers fan. So I think not only do they travel, they live among us a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The Steelers
fan. Neighbor's a Steelers fan.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
From Pittsburgh?
He's from Erie. He's from Erie. The one that's the Penn State fan. He was at the game yesterday. Now,
was it your birthday party?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's right.
He was over there. Yes, well, yes. Okay. He's one of those guys.
This birthday party.
Thanks, Mike, for bringing that back up.
Ike's segregated birthday party.
Yes, that wasn't by my choice. The funny thing about that is all of you sat where you were comfortable at.
No, I was assigned.
I was assigned?
I was assigned.
Oh, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, look, you can either be part of the solution or part of the problem.
I thought that's where everybody wanted to sit. But I know, Martin, listen, I can't mix everybody with my relatives now, I'm telling you. Everybody can't handle them.
It was a funny picture to look at. Go, oh, wow, look, everybody's at one table here. How about it?
There's the white table
over
there.
Yeah, there it is. We'll get a check-in on MVP odds. We are at, coming up next, we are at Chickies in South Philly.
We're not bringing up the basketball team today?
Brent, you want to bring up the basketball team today? Look. You want to bring up the baseball team?
They're making a trade.
Haven't they traded Alec Boehm for today?
In the next,
who haven't they traded him for today?
They offered him for Aaron Judge, and the Yankees said, nah.
I heard they called the Sixers to try to be able to get somebody, see if somebody's willing to deal.
Thank God the Eagles won yesterday.
Oh, man.
I mean, the Sixers over the weekend, my goodness, you're talking about bad news.
Look, get ready for the lottery party.
It's coming back. Capture the flag.
All right. All right, so coming up next, we will check in on the MVP odds. We're at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave. You can get your Chickies and Pete's gift card as a gift for the holidays. Everybody loves getting a Chickies and Pete's gift card. Remember, you can buy them online or right here at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, is your hair thinning? Don't wait. It's not going to stop. Please don't fall for the scams on social media that say you can get your hair back in weeks. It's just not true. The experts at Glad Hair by Morgenstern Medical have approved treatments like TED, that's transepidermal delivery, and you got PRP and exosomes to help you keep your hair that you have. And it should come in time to need hair restoration. Well, if there ever comes a time where you need hair restoration, then Glad is the name that you can trust. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit GladHairMCTR.com.